عنه قال قلت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرأيت إن لقيت رجلا من الكفار فاقتتلنا زد معبد المقدار ابن الأسود رضي الله عنه. He says that I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم this hypothetical question. Oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, inform me that if I was fighting a person from the kuffar, we both are fighting, فضرب إحدى يدي بالسيف, and what this person did is he cut off one of my hands, فقطعها, he severed it from my body. In other words, he so badly hit me whilst we were in a duel. He was from the kuffar side, I am from the Muslim side, and this is what this person happened to do. ثم لاذ مني بشجرة فقال أسلمت لله. After fighting me and being on the kuffar side, he cuts off my hand, severs it from my body, and then he takes refuge behind a tree, and then he says, أسلمت لله, that I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقتله, should I still fight this person? This is what his question is. Should I still fight this person? أقتله يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد أن قالها. And after he says لا إله إلا الله, should I still fight him? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقتله. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, don't fight him any further. Don't fight him. فقلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقطع إحدى يديا ثم قال ذلك بعد ما قطعها. So the Sahabi, he tried to emphasize what he was saying. He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he's cut off one of my hands, he severed one of my hands, and then only he's saying la ilaha illallah. In other words, if he was a true believer, then he wouldn't have said la ilaha only after cutting my hands. He would have said it long before he could have cut my hand. He would have said la ilaha illallah. This is what the Sahabi was trying to tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ لَا تَقْتُلْهُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam again told him that don't fight a person in this condition. فَإِنْ قَتَلْتَهُ فَإِنَّهُ بِمَنْزِلَتِكَ. If you do this, then that person is in your condition قبل أن تقتله, before you had killed him. In other words, he assumes your status. Before you had killed this person, you were ma'asum dam. In other words, your life was protected. Nobody could take your life. But now that you had killed this person, now unjustly, in other words, he's a Muslim and you killed him, so now his life is protected and your life will be taken. So in other words, you have become like him. Before this, a person who was a kafir could have been killed. Now your life will be taken, you can be killed. وَإِنَّكَ بِمَنْزِلَتِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَقُولَ كَلِمَتَهُ وَالَّتِي قَالَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. And in other words, the second part of the hadith explaining the same thing is now you are in his position and he's in your position. Now your life will have to be taken away for taking away a Muslim's life. And now this person, his life becomes sacred. Today's hadith, an Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu was a Sahabi that was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was known as Hibbul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father was Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu, who was the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his mother was Hazrat Ummi Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he grew up in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very dear Sahabi to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. He's saying, قَالَ بَعَثَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِلَى الْحُرَقَةِ مِنْ جُهَيْنَا فَصَبَّحْنَا الْقَوْمَ عَلَى مِيَاهِهِمْ. He said, we went out to fight a people of Huraqa, and we attacked them in the morning at the place where they would normally gather at the watering place. In other words, where all the people would gather to get water in the morning. They didn't have municipal supplies like us coming to the homes. People would all go to the watering place, wherever water was available. They would all gather there. So he said, we attacked these people, being non-Muslims, at that point where they would gather water at the watering hole. وَلَحِقْتُ أَنَا وَرَجُلٌ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ رَجُلًا مِّنْهُ. He said, Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, saying, myself and another Sahabi from the Ansar, we happened to attack one person from these people. فَلَمَّا غَشَّيْنَاهُ, when we had overpowered this person, قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. This person said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. In other words, we overpowered him, and at that point he said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. فَكَفَّ عَنْهُ الْأَنصَارِ. That Ansari Sahabi that was with me, he just held back. Because he saw that this person read, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, so he held back. But Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he's saying, وَطَعَنْتُهُ بِرُمْحِ حَتَّى قَتَلْتُهُ. But I poked him with my spear until I had killed this person. فَلَمَّا قَدِمْنَا الْمَدِينَةَ بَلَغَ ذَلِكَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ لِي يَا أُسَامَةَ أَقَتَلْتَهُ بَعْدَ مَا قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He said, when we had reached Medina, this news had reached Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that there was a person that we had overpowered and he had said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The Ansari had pulled away, but I had killed him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked me, he said, oh Osama, imagine he was so close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam had asked him, oh Osama, did you kill somebody after he said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Outwardly, this was his condition, that he's saying, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّمَا كَانَ مُتَعُوِّذًا. So Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu saying, I told Nabi alayhi wasallam, he only said La ilaha illallah seeking protection. In other words, he wasn't genuine in what he was saying. Now that we had overpowered him, not just as a means of getting protection, he said La ilaha illallah. فَقَالَ. So Nabi alayhi wasallam said, أَقَتَلْتَهُ بَعْدَ مَا قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi wasallam repeated these words. He said, did you kill the man? Did you kill him? After he said, لا إله إلا الله, فما زال يكررها علي حتى تمنيت أني لم أكن أسلمت قبل ذلك اليوم. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam repeated this so much that you kill the man after he said, لا إله إلا الله. He kept on repeating these words to such an extent that I felt I wished I hadn't accepted Islam till that point. In other words, he wished that he accepted Islam after such an incident could have occurred. So his accepting Islam would have wiped out the sin that he had committed. So serious it was that Nabi ﷺ kept on repeating these words. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, in another riwayat, slightly different. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَقَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَقَتَلْتَهُ. Did this man say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and then you killed him? قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّمَا قَالَهَا خَوْفًا مِنَ السِّلَاحِ. I said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he only said this because he was scared. He was scared of my weapon that I had. Now because of this, now he said, La ilaha illallah. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Afala shakakta an qalbi hatta ta'alama aqalaha amla. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. He said, why didn't you cut this man's heart open to see what was in his heart? You're saying that he's saying this because of fear. Why didn't you cut his heart open and see what's inside his heart? In other words, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanding him that such a serious thing, you're claiming to know what is in the man's heart. Why didn't you cut his heart open to see what was in his heart? فَمَا زَالَ يُكَرِّرُهَا حَتَّى تَمَنَّيْتُ أَنِّي أَسْلَمْتُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ. He says that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on repeating these words until I wished and I desired that I had not accepted Islam up till that day. Again, if he had accepted Islam prior to that incident happening, Islam is a means. يَهْدِمُ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَهَا. Islam wipes out whatever sins a person has committed. So therefore he wished that I hadn't accepted Islam. So when I did accept Islam, Islam would have wiped out all this that I've committed. Anyway, the moral of the story is that outwardly we have to accept what people tell us, what people give us. Yes, this is as far as the iman is concerned. Yes, if a person, you know for sure that a person is a deceiver, he's a cheater, and there are other apparent signs to show that, then there's nothing wrong in suspecting a person. For example, this is not with regards to iman. Iman is something is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, a person is doing business with you and you got reason to doubt that this person is speaking the truth, maybe because of past prior incidents or what other people have told you about him, then there's no problem in doubting that person. You don't do business with him, but don't go any further than that. Or if a person is a con artist and outwardly he portrays something, your duty to inform others to save them. So this is different. But what this hadith is speaking about, when it comes to matters that are between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, then we have to accept the outward. We don't cut the man's heart open and decide to see what's in his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.